You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from a legend on the saxophone and a personality that is enormous as well. That was Azar Lawrence with the 2018 tune Elementals. So over the course of his long and legendary career, he's seen quite a bit. It all started with the 1974 LP Bridge into the New Age off Prestige, and has made its way into today in 2018 with Elementals on the High Note label. He grew up during a very prolific and transcendent era in jazz that has stood the test of time right into today. He composed, produced, and performed with acclaimed jazz luminary cat McCoy Tyner for over 5 years, and Elvin Jones for many more years. While very young, Azar began playing with jazz legends, and at such an early age, his first professional gigs abroad were when he was 17 years old with Clark Terry and Muddy Waters. He was well known for his contributions as a sideman to McCoy Tyner, Miles Davis, Freddie Hubbard, and Woody Shaw. And Miles Davis told him when he was asked to join his band in the mid-70s that the reason he wanted him to come aboard was because he had not heard tenor sax since John Coltrane, and tell him that was a huge compliment. And on his latest album, he brought all of his career influences in to celebrate this long journey that he's had. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, we had the honor of speaking to him, and he talked about his latest album.
And I feel that we hit the target with this musically and conceptually. I mean, it's an elusive thing when we say the target, but the goal being to produce a music that is uplifting, you know.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of jazz, from the cool of Lonnie McFadden to the precision of clarinetist Lynn Zimmer, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you a few more jazz dreams to dig. And from the one piano legend, McCoy Tyner, we go next. This is the song You Taught My Heart to Sing off the 2001 CD Jazz Cafe Presents. And as we do, let's listen to some words from Azar on the man known as McCoy.
This week they were playing at the Village Vanguard, and he invited me to come by. I went by there, and McCoy knew all about it, and I guess he had spoken with him, and he asked me if I wanted to play and sit in. I said, yeah. And then afterwards, he said he was really excited. He got my telephone number, and the next day, I got a call from McCoy, and he said, man, would you want to join the group? I said, oh, most certainly. Because musically, I mean, I loved Elvin, and Elvin was just such a phenomenon. Just the peak experiences of playing with Elvin Jones, there's no words to even speak of it, because his playing was an orchestra of sound.
Thank you.
I'm Azar Lawrence, and when I'm in town, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, and I think you should too.
That was a drum legend, the great Elvin Ray Jones, with Brother John. He made the post-bop era what it became and started out as a boy watching circus bands march by his family's home in Pontiac, Michigan. From those beginnings, he went on into the Army and would start his illustrious career in Detroit at a house band led by Billy Mitchell. From there, he went on to the Mecca of New York City to become a sideman for Charles Mingus, Teddy Charles, Bud Powell, and Miles Davis. And Elvin was another cat that left his mark on Azar. Have a listen.
Elvin invited me to a rehearsal when he was playing out in Los Angeles at the Lighthouse. when I went to the rehearsal, I think it must have been that Dave Liebman had left Elvin's quartet, which included Gene Perla on bass, Steve Wilson on saxophone, and of course Elvin, Dave Liebman at the time. And I played a couple of songs with him, and afterwards Elvin said, "You're with me, aren't you? I have a plane ticket for you." So, I was just 19, and so I lived with Elvin and Keiko, his wife, for about 2.5 years as we performed. And
this next cut on the show comes from the famous Miles Davis Quartet. This is from the 1955 sessions called Changes, and this is the tune Green Haze. So as we slip into this track, have a listen to Azar talk about the influence of both Miles and Coltrane. They're a bit one and the same. Have a listen.
You know, those names I just spoke of, Miles Davis, I learned so much from Miles and McCoy. I mean, every night with McCoy for 5.5 years, I just heard God coming through, and, you know, being expressed through the soul of an individual on through this instrument, you know. Ooh, boy. I was too young to hear John Coltrane live. I asked McCoy one time, I said, "Man, how can you play with me, a saxophonist of my level, after playing with John Coltrane?" And he said, "Well, I think you and John felt the same way about music."
Thank you. This is Cole McGuire on drums.
This is Al McGuire on bass.
And we're the McGuire Twins.
And you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back.
That was the Image and Music inclined identical twins known as the McGuire Twins, with the tune Theodicy off the 2018 CD Seeking Higher Ground. At the age of 15, they moved with their Japanese mother and American father to the very music-rich town of Memphis. And it was in this blues town that they fell in love with jazz. Carl McGuire and Alan McGuire were born in 1996 in Tokyo, Japan. It all got kick-started when they went to the studio in Memphis with the legend Donald Brown, barely in their 20s, and recorded a very nice album with the likes of tenor saxophonist Gregory Tardy, trumpeter Bill Mobley, and pianist Aaron Goldberg. And another big key to their lives, they talked about that during a recent interview with Neon Jazz. Have a listen.
Like, the support we get from my mom, she's always, like, really fast on everything. You know, if someone tells us to do something, we're going to do it really, we're going to respond to it fast. And that's how, you know, we're just able to grow at a fast, you know, fast rate and then get these albums out, you know, at a young age.
From bandleader, trumpeter, flugelhornist, and cornetist Billy Butterfield, joined by his jazz band back in 1959, this is the song I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure, as we do the same with you. Moving on here on Neon Jazz.
Hey Kansas City, this is New York jazz guitarist Dan Klein, and you are digging Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the New York City-based jazz guitarist Dan Klein with the tune Birdsong off the 2018 CD called Passages. So he was born in the Netherlands and got a love for music early on. Then he won the VNO NCW Talent Award, and since then, he has gone on to have gigs with big shots like Benny Golson, Kenny Werner, and the great Billy Drummond. In 2011, he moved to New York to pursue his master's degree at New York University and would start playing at major jazz venues like the Blue Note, Bar Next Door, and many others. He has become a very sought-after studio guitarist along with his solo work. From pianist, bandleader, arranger, and composer known for his cool and great music, this is the one and only Hank Jones with the 1963 song, Here's Love, as we keep on heaping on that love around here on the Big Show.
Zimmerly telling you to check out Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was jazz organist Mike LaDon with the 2018 tune Someday off the CD From the Heart. This cat has got that 1970s soul jazz idiom going on. And finally, from a legendary cat off the 1975 LP Dumpy Mama, this is Sonny Stitt with the tune Just Friends as we deepen our friendship around here on this jazz journey that's coming to an end. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat who is a friend to all, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
Reach out, let us know what's going on. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.